Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend David Dossi back on the show. David is an intellectual property attorney and also known historically as patent attorneys. And he is one of our top patent attorneys in the Brain Trust and my patent attorney, my intellectual property attorney, full disclosure. And he's here to talk to us about some very important topics. David Dossi, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's always an honor.
Gallagher and Dossi, right? That's the name of the
Yes. The
name of the firm there in Columbus, Ohio. David, as you know very well, in my business, most of my customers are big companies, bigger companies, and they often have their contracts that they want me to sign already laid out. And those contracts are not going to be in my favor, are they?
Never.
And sometimes, oftentimes, they include language that basically one could interpret it as, okay, whatever I've ever owned, I now give it over to you.
Absolutely. And that's
I've seen these, folks. I've seen these. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I was just going to say That's the danger in contracting. You know, when it's a small business working with a small business, often there's a certain level of trust and a looseness to the relationship that evaporates when you're contracting with a large business and you're working with their legal department. And you know, big legal departments are very skilled at reducing the risk of their client. And they reduce the risk of their client by spreading the risk around, which means putting it on their vendors and their partners.
And they're good at encroaching, too, David. They'll encroach on you.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not just spreading risk. They'll encroach on you. How many times have I seen here's what I have to remember, folks. The person you're doing business with, your contact, who you love and they love you, they're not the ones who are doing this contract, right, Dave?
Exactly.
It's some, as you said, it's some lawyer who just said, let's see what we can get away with. Don't you think that's the attitude? Let's see what we can get away with?
Oh, and most of the time, they know, the attorneys in the legal department know that several of the provisions in the contract are just over the top and ridiculous, and that, you know, having a small $1 million or less company indemnify you for risks that could exceed $50 million a year is not practical and just crazy because it would sink the company and they'd never recover anything. But, you know, they've always got to try. That's their job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I deal with a lot of small businesses, and very few of them recognize that in terms of risk to your small business and its viability long term, that contracts with big businesses can be one of the largest risks.
And we know how it is because I've been there too, David. Perhaps you have. I know you had plenty of clients that have been like this. You're so excited about having a contract. You need, number one, you're excited about it being this big company. Number two, you need the business. You're ready for the money to come rolling in, so you're ready to do the work and get the money come rolling in, and you'll darn near sign anything for that.
Exactly.
How bad could it be? Come on, Dave. Hey, Dave. How bad could it be? Right?
And often, in the big picture, you factor in the risk of all these events happening that subject you to the risks associated with the contract, and they may be low, but if those things play out, it sinks your company. That needs to be a red flag for you to step back and say, "Oh, you know, we need to think about this. And never should a small business have the inferiority complex
right.
to think that you can't negotiate those terms, because it happens all the
you've
time.
You've got to, folks, go identify. And they're usually in three or four obvious places, aren't they, Dave? The good news is they're often easy to find if you get used to looking for them. And you go through and you just line them out. You just line them out and you send them to your attorney and let an attorney look at it and get an attorney who won't kill the deal. And you line them out and you send it back. And you know what, Dave? Nine out of ten times they'll do everything I said.
Yes, yeah, I think that if you come back with something reasonable, that more often than not,
yep.
it's going to be accepted.
And the indemnification, Dave's right about that. That indemnification thing is a big deal. Mutual indemnification is standard, isn't it, David?
That's what the goal should be.
Yeah, mutual indemnification. Not you indemnifying them, but mutual indemnification. Anybody reasonable will let you have that. Quick break, right back with David Dawson.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.